Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I guess I'll be looking this way versus that way, huh? It's good to see everyone here today. It's been a while since I've shared. Been going through a lot of things that kind of discouraging in a way. But my thoughts this morning are on the phrase, "I am thee," mentioned 202 times in the Bible, many referring to the Lord Himself. And the song we sang earlier, "Poor, weak, and worthless though I am, I have a rich, almighty friend." Well, we are worthless. He's not. And so we need to maybe look at some of those I ams in the Bible and start to believe, not for eternal life, because He's already taken care of that, but in our conditions in life and all He is the answer. And I believe there's many examples in the Bible that reflect that. I mean, when Moses, I believe he probably felt poor, weak, and worthless, and then the Lord met him. And I'll read Exodus 3:13 through 14. This is just one of the passages that I wanted to read. And Moses said unto God, "Behold, when I come into the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, 'The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you,' and they shall say to me, 'What is his name?' What shall I say unto them?" And God said unto Moses, "I am that I am." And he said, "Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, 'I am hath sent me unto you.'" Before I read that, thought that he was going to be using that to Pharaoh, when in reality, I believe it was to the children of Israel. And we are the children of God, and He has made us and delivered us. And in that example of Moses' life, in his last 40 years, he had his greatest ministry, I guess, of use for God, although he was getting older, 80 to 120. That's pretty old to start being used, I guess, but the Lord can do that. And He provided him with the strength and all that he needed to help the children of Israel leave Egypt. And I love the fact that the crossing of the Red Sea is an example of regeneration. So He's the crossing. He's the way across out of the camp of Satan. And then later, the children of Israel faced a time of trusting, and they failed to believe, and they didn't cross the Jordan River. And 40 years later, they did, at least those that were younger. And I believe that represents baptism. So He's the baptism too, and we are in that baptism. So there's so many things that come to my mind when I think of I am. And there are many passages in the Bible that talk about that. In Romans 14, 7 through 9, there's another aspect that I like about, it doesn't say the words I am, but it lends toward that. It says, "For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord's. For this, to this end, Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and living." So you could say, "I am the Lord both of the dead and living." But before I read this, I was thinking that I was the Lord of the living and the dead. We start off dead in trespasses and sins. So apart from God's, or the Lord resurrecting us from that condition, we remain dead. So He's the Lord of us while we were dead in trespasses and sins, and he's the Lord of us while we're living. If you take the idea that I can do something to deliver myself from that condition, then doesn't sound like you believe you're dead. Sounds like you believe you can do something. And you would be saying, I am the master of my own destiny by believing in a sinner's prayer or whatever it is that you are hanging on to. I believe the Lord's children would be much more closer to him if they took those words in that song and said, thought, you know, I am poor, weak, and worthless. And I have an almighty friend. So in Genesis, we start off with darkness. Darkness was over, before the world was created. In Genesis 1:5, it says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. There was no life yet. So we started off from a condition that I think, and I love what Brother Don Ferris shared with me over the years, that that's a perfect picture of our condition before we're born again. We're without form. And darkness was inside of us, and we have no hope of being delivered from that apart from the Spirit of God moving on upon the face of our waters. And God said, let there be light, which I believe is a good picture of us being born again. So, and there was light, and God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. In the evening and the morning were the first day. So we begin with darkness, and then we start, once we're born again, we start to learn a little bit more about who he is. And that, I believe, is time salvation. And I believe that even in John 3:16 and in the following verses through 21, I believe that we have another example of light coming into the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We need to believe in I Am's in order to have that time salvation. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world. So we have light from God sovereignly given after we're born again, showing us who he is to us. But it says men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. A part of us loves darkness, and I hate it. I really do. When I have bad thoughts and all, I beg God to take those thoughts out of my mind. I believe I say many times a day, that let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable unto thee, my Lord, my strength, my Redeemer. Well, that means you're believing that he can and that he will. For everyone that doth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest that they are wrought with God. So, Jesus Christ is the light of the world, and there's verses that you know, say that. He's the resurrection. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's the bread of life. He's the resurrection. I mean, on and on and on. We have many verses that point us to what we need, and we need very much, I believe, to turn away from our dark tendencies to believe that he's not, and get bogged down in our own problems. And I would believe for me right now, he is the answer to my health issues. I want very much to learn, live and serve, but if he wants to take me home, that's his business. But in the meantime, I need to believe that he will help me. And I believe that many of the problems that we have in this world, I'm not so much concerned about the wickedness of men. I'm worried more about God's children knowing the truth and being what they should. And the wicked will be wicked. But we also got to remember we have wickedness inside us. So we need to try to submit to the Lord and believe that he is the way, the truth, and the life, that he is the door of the sheep. He is the bread of life. We need to eat of him. There's just so many things that are the answers for our time condition. And I believe with all my heart that we would be much better off if we seek the answers in believing who he is and what he came to do. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for being the great I am. We thank you for all your love, and we ask that I help in our time of need, that we are poor, weak, and worthless, that you would be with us through many problems we have in life. We ask that I bless upon those who have been mentioned in prayer. We ask that you would help this nation to repent of its sins, and that we would seek truth, thy justice, thy accountability. We thank you for the time we have to worship you and believe who you are. And we ask our blessings upon the rest of the service. Brother Marty comes for us, that we would learn more about who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.